Last week we left off with Reb Schneer Cutler's Kasha on his grandfather's Shtickel Torah. To put that on the board very briefly, you remember there had been a Machlokas HaRishonim, Beis Yosef had documented, about the status of women vis-a-vis Havdalah.
The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yonah, said the women are Chayavos. Orchas Chaim, the Rishonim of Provence, had said women are Paturos.
Which the Rambam pointed out means the following. According to Rabbeinu Yonah,
women can either be Mavdilos Lachman, they can make Havdalah on their own, they are Chayavos, or they could be Shalomos Meyesh, if a man is making Havdalah.
The Rambam and Yonah, either those two are fine.
And there is a third option, which is to go without Havdalah whatsoever. So for Rambam and Yonah, either of these two options is okay. She can say it herself, or she can hear it from someone else. But either way, she needs to be yotzei.
For Orchas Chaim, who holds that women are pturos from Havdalah,
so she can go without Havdalah, or if she wants to, nothing wrong with hearing it from someone else, but she may not make it herself. That would be for Orchas Chaim, bracha batal.
Handy little Venn diagram here. So Rabbi Radiona, who holds women are chayavos, they have these two options. Options one or two. Orchas Chaim holds women are pturos, options two or three. The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch just said, there's a Machlokas. The Ramah, and the Mechaber made it sound like the dominant view is Rav Ben Yonah. The Ramah, you remember, had said, well, we want to be satisfied both opinions, Lotzei Sidei Kol Hashitos, so you have to go with the intersection of the two. She hears it from someone else, but doesn't make it herself, then she satisfies Rav Ben Yonah, she was Yotzei, she satisfies Aruch Chaim, didn't make it herself. Rav Issa Zalman had suggested that there's another nafkamina in this machlokas, which is what should she do with the wine afterwards? According to the Rambam Ben Yonah, that she is yotzei with the Havdalah, so then she can either, she heard of Baruch Priyag Efen, she wants to, she can be shosa b'li bracha, or heina shosa. She doesn't have to drink. But if she wants to, she can drink without a bracha. She's ready yotzei with the Baruch Pei Gefen of the Mavdil. These two are acceptable for the Rambam Yom. While for Orchas Chaim, this is all that had developed, we spoke about the Ruki Veger, that for Orchas Chaim, a bracha shalom ketikna, bracha wasn't valid, even, it wasn't valid for me, according to Orchas Chaim, if I'm a woman, I'm not Chayav and Havdalah. That wasn't a bracha that's relevant for me. So then that was a hefsek. So she can either make b'mivarechas v'shosa, she can make her own bracha and then drink, or she could not drink. Those are her two options according to Orchas Chaim. And Reb Zalman had said, that's why our minig, the Graz Meltzer, Reb Zalman Meltzer said, that's why our minig is, she goes down the middle, she just doesn't drink, and that way she avoids, once again, avoids the issue. That had been Reb Zalman's Shtickel Torah. Reb Schneer, you remember, Reb Schneer Cutler had said, what do you mean? But under the chuppah, the same problem. Under the chuppah, the Messiah Kedushin says the Baruch Priya Geffen, and then he says the Birkas Harrison, which is the Chassin's Bracha. What does that have to do with the Kala? I mean, obviously, they're getting married to each other. They love each other, and she cares about him, he cares about her. But they can love each other and care about each other. If he's planning to eat an apple and she's not, so he has to make a Baruch Priya Geffen and she does not. So if the Birkas Harrison is his bracha, then by Reb Zalman Meltzer's logic, the Birkas Harrison was a hefsek for her, and therefore she should not drink, certainly not without making her own Baruch Priya Geffen. But under the chuppah, that's what we do. Messiah Kedushin makes the Baruch Priya Geffen, makes the Birkas Harrison, and then they give a sip to the chassan and to the kala. So that seems to fly in the face of the zalman. That's the kash we left off. So Rav Shechter suggests that the answer an answer or two lie in diving in to Birkas Erison and perhaps to Erison. So let's begin that now, and we'll continue that in earnest. There's a lick right now. Continue that in earnest tomorrow. Let's begin. The conversation begins with the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchas Ishus, and then it comes back to the Rambam, the opening of Hilchas Ishus, and to the Rush. See here in the Rambam, in the end of the third parak of Ishus, parak halacha chavdal, the final halacha, he quotes the language of the Gemara in Ksubis. It's rooted, the idea of Birkas Erison is the Gemara, the bottom of Dav Zayin of Ezek Ksubis. You have to take a look at it inside, you have a chance. The very, very bottom of Ksubis Dav Zayin of Ezek. Cases of Navarra, the Ram quotes the Nusach, you have different yourselves. And the Ram presents his Beit Alf Yud Alf Mem Hei stands for Baruch Atah Hashem Okei Melech Olam. Shek Yishon Sof Savit Yivam Vilonu Ben Ha'arayos, the Rambam's Nusach. Kadosh Baruch Hu separated us from Arayos, also from Sarusos. Not only are there women whom I am forbidden to marry, there are men whom a woman, particular woman, is forbidden to marry, but even when a couple has Erison, they're still forbidden to be physical to one another. And just to review that, that's a very critical piece of information here. Jewish marriage has two stages to it. Rambam, in the beginning of Ishus, is going to develop that some more. There's the formalizing of the relationship, and then there's the actual relationship. In other words, the Erusin is when there's a formal kinyan. It represents the fact that they're now bound to one another, but they're not yet practically, functionally married. During B'tkufas HaTalmud, Erison and Nisum were done separately. We, our practice, do them together. You see, they all happen at the same time. But the Tkupas HaTalmud, the Erison happened, and then a few months later would be the Chuppah. Erison was, we do Erison with the Nisinas HaTapas, they give a ring to Aryan conditionally. Now there's a kinyan, now there's a formal expression of a relationship. But practically, he's still living with his family, she's living with her family. A few months later, when all the preparations are ready and they have a place to live and everything's done, then they'll have Nisuin, Chuppah, Sheva Brachas, and then they live together as husband and wife, then they share a home together. But during the time of Erison, during those months of Erison, they're not practically married to each other, and they're not permitted to be in physical contact with one another. Intimacy is not yet permitted. That's what you say in the Bracha. If you don't know, there are certain relationships that are always off limits, relatives, ish, and so forth. Also, even if this is a situation which can be mutter, but at the point of Erison, that physical relation is not yet permitted. But Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to, and wants us to engage in a physical relation with husband and wife, once you have not only Kiddushin, but Chuppah as well, and at that point you have not only Erison, but Nisuin, and then your host in the Bracha, Rambam's Nusach is Mekadosh Yisrael. So that's the Birkas Erison. That's what the Gemara says in Tzubas Dav Zayin Amud Beis. At the time of the Erison, at the time of giving the ring, it's accompanied by this Bracha. What do I mean by accompanied? Accompanied how? The Rambam says, jumping back to Halacha Chav Gimel, Parak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the penultimate Halacha in the third parak, called Makayash Isha. Then they ask the Yehudi Shaliach, Sarach Lavarek. That language should sound familiar last week. We heard almost identical language. Where? Who else says? The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was similar to Amidala. Shulchan Aruch lived in the 1500s. The Rambam lived in the 1100s. Shulchan Aruch was quoting the language of Rambam, which he does very, very frequently. Kamakash Yisha, you getting married, whether it's, as I said last week, we ideally Adi Atzmo, sometimes one needs to do Kiddush HaShliach. Baruch Hashem is almost never happens as on that. But if you're doing Kiddushin, Tzarech Lo, you have to make the Bracha. Rambam adds, Shulchan Aruch went on to the Huo Shlucha. Rambam says, Kodem Kiddushin, before the Kiddushin. Yachakach Bekadesh, and then you do the Kiddushin after the Bracha. Kedach Shem Baruch Kam 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 Mitzvahs. What do we call that? Kam Mitzvahs Marar Halayim, or Golas Yasin. Or Golas Yasin. Birkas HaMitzvah always proceeds with very, very few exceptions. The Birkas HaMitzvah precedes the Maaseh Mitzvah. Rambam says, this is no exception. Make the Birkas Erison first, and then you perform the act of Kiddushah. Harei HaMikudeshes Li, the giving of the ring, follows the Bracha. There's a long Hagadah Ma'amar we'll get to later in the week. He says not all the Balatosis agreed. There were those who said you make the bracha afterwards. And Kiddush lo birech lo yivarech achar Kiddush. Rama is very, very, very strong about this. He says if you forgot to make the bracha beforehand, and you, the chassan jumped the gun, sometimes that happens, or openness happens, and the chuppah chassan is so excited and so nervous, never done this before. Chassan baruch Hashem, he's never done it before. So he has the ring, he's all excited, like he's like so focused on it. The Sadhguru's like, wait, first I'm going to make my bracha, and you're going to be yotze, and you're going to drink. And then he said, so often Rabbanu will say, where's the ring? And you take out the ring beforehand. Is it yours? How did it become yours? You bought it? No. How much is it worth? So the chassan has the ring in hand. Often Rabbanu will say, don't do anything. Don't hand the ring to anyone until I tell you. Because the Rambam. Make the bracha first, kiddushin happens second. Also you need to say Rehman Kodesh will say first. So everything needs to go in the proper sequence. He says, Rambam says, if you missed it, if the chassan taka jumped the gun and gave the ring, there's no bracha. Bracha vatala. Masha nasa kvar nasa. What was done is done. They're married, mazel tov. It's too late to make the bracha. That's the way the Rambam presents the Birkas Harisim. That's the way the Rambam presents the Birkas Harisim. And again, this is what was driving Shneir Kalas Kasha. It's the Chassan's Bracha. There's a lot more to say in terms of the Rambam in the first parak. We give this background and the Rosh and Subas. We will pick up with that in Mirat Hashem.